President John Dramani Mahama has expressed gratitude to the governing board of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, for admitting Ghana as the 50th member of the global organization. He said Ghana stands to benefit from experiences of other member countries, especially at the time that the country is seeking to move from a lower middle income to a middle income status. The president was speaking at a meeting with the governing board of the OECD in Paris.
I want to thank members of the governing board of OECD for the acceptance of our application and the invitation to Ghana to become a member of the development center of the OECD. On behalf of the good people of Ghana, I want to thank you for the opportunity to join the center. The benefits and opportunities available to our lower middle income country as a member of this development center are obvious. That explains the importance we attach to the vision of the center to promote policies that improve the economic and social well-being of our country's citizens. In applying to join the center, and as we go through today's ceremony, as president, my satisfaction is the opportunity the center offers to share experiences with member states and seek solutions to common problems towards the promotion of growth and development. This center has been conducting extensive analysis of the Ghanaian economy already. This has ranged from structural reforms to health financing, from migration to agriculture and to private sector development. By formally joining the center, however, Ghana will now benefit from country-specific reviews aimed at identifying the binding constraints to development and suggesting a strategy with specific policy reform recommendations to address these challenges.
President Mahama said the attainment of lower middle income status has been followed by difficult economic challenges and choices as the country no longer enjoys favorable concessionary loan terms. He said the government's efforts to address the economic challenges are yielding results.
Ghana, despite the present challenges which we are tackling with impressive results, has enjoyed a long period of economic stability. Over two decades of rapid and broadly inclusive growth reflected in rising incomes and falling poverty levels. A real GDP growth rate averaging 5.7% from 2001 to 2010, and driven by robust services and industrial growth, Ghana attained lower middle income status in the latter part of 2010. This has, however, had implications on Ghana's development financing, as we now have to borrow on harsher terms for concessional facilities, experience dwindling grants from development partners, and the associated implications on debt management and sustainability. The biggest lesson here is to look for more sustainable and alternative ways of financing development with emphasis on domestic resource mobilization. The other strategy is devising more market-oriented and innovative ways of raising funds for the execution of our numerous infrastructural development projects. We're implementing various measures to tackle the macroeconomic challenge, which resulted in high fiscal and current account deficits. Fiscal consolidation and other macroeconomic policies are in place to address these short-term challenges.
President Mahama stated that the transformation agenda of the government seeks to change the fundamentals of Ghana's economy by making it an export-led one.
We have this year signed up to a three-year extended credit facility program with the International Monetary Fund, seeking to consolidate the macroeconomic stability gains and pave the way for sustainable macroeconomic stability going forward. We've had a successful first review, which was appraised positively. And we currently are working on the second review with the IMF that looks at fiscal data up to the end of August this year. We're sure that these reviews will show that we are achieving our objective of fiscal consolidation. Ghana has many advantages going for it: strong, solid democratic credentials. Peace, security, and stability have created a lot of attraction as a solid investment destination. Ghana has great opportunity for investment, endowed with significant natural resources, gold, bauxite, manganese, agricultural potential, and recently a growing oil and gas industry. Recent discoveries of extensive gas reserves offshore have created the potential of making Ghana become a major power producer in the West African sub-region. And the nature of our economy is changing. strong growth in the services sector has become a marked characteristic of our economy. The services sector has overtaken agri as the largest contributor to GDP currently.
The president urged the OECD Development Center to come out with a blueprint to guide lower middle income countries transition to a middle income status.
My country is looking forward eagerly to deepen the cooperation with the OECD Development Center on a wide range of activities. On natural resources, the center's policy dialogue on natural resource-based development can support Ghana's efforts to improve governance in the sector by helping share its experience, gain exposure, and learn from our peers facing similar challenges in a cost-effective manner. On industrial development and smart industrial policies, Ghana is interested in participating in the OECD initiative on global value chains, production, transformation, and development. And when it comes to medium and long-term strategy, the multidimensional country reviews on the model of several countries, including our neighbor Cote d'Ivoire, Kazakhstan, or Peru, will help the work of our National Development Planning Commission. On improving domestic resource mobilization and tax administration, Ghana has been invited to join an initiative led by the OECD Development Center and the Center for Tax Policy and Administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to urgently request the OECD to help develop a blueprint for lower middle income countries transitioning into middle income to help guide the growth and development strategies of these countries. The development of a blueprint is one that Ghana will use its experience to help the OECD develop to benefit not only our country but other economies.